It's here and now, and many of us will be spending today in the presence of family and friends. Friends provide some of the most important and influential relationships in our lives, but the nature of friendship can be somewhat hard to define, especially as we grow older. Emily Langan is an associate professor of communication at Wheaton College in Illinois, and she's also an expert in the field of friendship. Her work was recently highlighted in an article published in The Atlantic titled, How Friendships Change in Adulthood. Emily, welcome to the show. And first, just start us off with the simple question. How do you define friendship?
Well, the problem is friendship is pretty hard to define because the relationship type is varied. So you can have a friend that is somebody that you casually know from work that you would label a friend versus somebody you've known for 20 or 30 years and this is your go-to person or the person that you count on. And so friendship as a result becomes a pretty wide net. And so one of the big characteristics we talk about is that friendship is defined by voluntary nature as opposed to an involuntary connection like a family member that no matter what happens, that family member still gets that label, but friendship becomes an honorary label.
You know, it's interesting because that voluntary nature of friendship to me makes it seem as if it's the one relationship that really is also a strong reflection of sort of who we are and where we are in our own lives and how we're developing. Do the nature of friendships change over time or what we need from them, depending on if we're, you know, 5 or 65?
Some of it doesn't. You look at some of the early childhood research, it's interesting and disturbing at the same time because they look pretty similar to, you know, those of us who I'm in my mid-40s. And so you ask 5, 6-year-olds what it means to be a friend, and they will say things like, they don't talk behind my back. They wouldn't have a party and not invite me. Well, those are pretty much the same things I would say, just I would put adult language on those. And so a lot of what we would define as the rules of friendship are pretty standard, though it's pretty dynamic and elastic as we get a little older. We require less of our friends. Many people think there's a politeness norm. I can't expect that of my friends where I might expect it of my family members or siblings.
Now, I wonder if this next question I'm going to ask is more a reflection of me and my shortcomings. But when I was a kid, I just sort of ping-ponged between friends a lot. You know, it felt a little more casual than my friendships do now because my real friends are my best friends, if I can use that term. Mm-hmm. They feel substantially different. I mean, they're deeper. They're more intimate kinds of relationships than I ever had when I was a teenager. And I wonder, is that indicative of me just getting older? Or, as I said, is it just my own personal shortcomings?
No, I don't think so. I think it's competing demands. We don't have as much time. You have demands of job and maybe you're raising children and you've got household to deal with. And so as a result, I only have, you know, the small pool of time. And so we start selecting our friends much more carefully and we're more intentional about who we're friends with. So you don't have that huge net.
Yeah. The Atlantic article described things like saying happy birthday on Facebook or favoriting a friend's tweet as the life support machines of friendship, that they keep a friendship breathing, but only mechanically. So do we know how to get past the mechanics then? Or are we losing our ability to sort of really craft true and meaningful friendships?
You know, historically, you think about things like sending out a Christmas card, and now that the version of that is the Facebook happy birthday or the tweet out, you know, that, you know, congratulations to somebody. But as we progress that, I think you still talk about what does it mean to maintain a relationship in a specific situation or condition. And so I have a close friend, for example, that I travel with usually once a year, and that's very effortful. It's very strategic. I don't want to lose the relationship with her, and so we're intentional about making sure we spend time together. And so I think, unfortunately, that's one of the modern era things, is that we're doing less investing in those kind of relationships. We're getting a little more nuclear, and we're investing in our families, and we go on vacations with our, you know, our immediate people. We don't think about doing the couples vacations or the friend vacations to make sure those relationships matter, especially those that we don't get to spend a lot of time with.
Right. It's interesting because maybe on the other hand, though, you know, in the past couple of years, the phenomenon of Friendsgiving has emerged. So maybe we're coming back around to reconnecting with our friends in a more meaningful way. But on that note, I mean, since we are speaking on Thanksgiving, I'm just wondering what you think we should be thankful for regarding our friendships.
Well, again, it may be an artifact of my age as well, but I'm getting to the point where that companionship of friends really matters to me, just to spend time, to choose to do that. That sense of togetherness, I think, is something to be thankful for on Thanksgiving, is the way that your friends have allocated the time and resources in their lives to be with you.
Well, Emily Langan is an associate professor of communication at Wheaton College in Illinois. She studies human relationships, including friendship. Emily, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. To you, too.
Friends sing together. La, 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 la. Friends do things together. La, 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 la.
Friends even eat together. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone, whether you're spending it with friends or family. We're glad you spent it with us. This is Here and Now.
Friends are the ones on whom you can depend.
He's my friend. He's not my friend.
Friends are the ones who are there in the end. He's my friend.
They're not my friends.
Friends walk together. La, 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 la. Hop and lock together. Me and him together.
Ha, 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 ha. Friends make graphs together.
Friends go jogging at the track. Friends borrow money, never pay it back. Friends do not let friends do crack. Friends go out and grab a snack. Friends drink beer in the sun.
Unlike girlfriends, they don't mind if you have more than one. Friends tell you when your fly's undone.
Your fly's
undone. La, 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 la.
Friends, friends, friends.
La, 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
La, 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
La, 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 la.
Friends.
La, 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 la.